morning, Audio Boo World. It's 11:11. Just leaving Nottingham to head towards Burton and picking up Bella Bella Bonicella for today. Tomorrow we're going to go and play around Nottingham. And I'm just hoping the weather holds out.
Good morning, welcome to this, the 11:11 cross-country service to Cardiff Central. Calling at Derby, Burton-on-Trent, Tamworth, Birmingham New Street, University, Cheltenham Spa, Gloucester, Newport, and due to arrive into Cardiff Central at approximately 14:27. Please note there is a trolley service on board this service today. If I could ask you to keep all aisles and gangways clear of all luggage to allow the trolley to pass through.
Might have to go to Cardiff one day, just see what it's like. I was going to take Bella up to the castle today, but then CJ and Dan told me that at the weekends they charge you to go around it. A bit of a touristy trap thing, so if you come at the weekend you have to pay, whereas in the week you don't. Which, you know, once I start having Ella again on Tuesday and Thursday nights, as well as Saturdays, that'll be fine. Trying to get some transportation to get Ella is a bit of a quandary really, because I could probably get some parking space for a year in sort of swapping and bartering for social media awareness and video content and catching up with a place every week to see how well they're doing, see what offers they've got, that sort of media distribution that I'm used to doing. But the problem is really the car. I mean, I could save, or I could get sponsored or something like that, but then there's all the sort of legalities of insurance and tax and MOT, and a lot of those things are based on having an address for a start, having a place where you live for the insurance, and at least I think so. I don't know if you can have insurance in a car without having an address, quite strange. So that's all a bit of a quandary at the moment. I'd really like to have an eco car from eco-cars.net. They do a Citroen C1 that does about 260 miles for 16 quid because it runs on LPG, and that would be perfect to blast back and forth from the potential space where the Ark is going to be and the Lace Market and centre of Nottingham City, basically. Head is swimming with getting started on the crowdsourcing. I've got roughly about 75 days that I've sort of put together for raising funds, crowdsourcing it. That might be a case that I have to do that from grants as well, so that might speed up the process. Hello, thanks. Thank you. And then I guess it's just head down, you know. There's got to be a lot of MailChimp stuff, a lot of Flowtown stuff. It's going to be chasing little pockets of money that will only exist till year end, writing up proposals for those. I'm going to need additional help and a hand with it, of course, but now I've got pretty much the nod that we can put it there. That's a huge deal. The biggest stumbling block approaching sponsors was having to deal with the legalities of where we're going to put it and the planning permission if needed and all the sort of complexity that goes with that. But now we've actually got a site, that makes a huge difference. So I'm waiting on a letter back from the director of the Horizon project, Derek McCauley, I think, yeah. And then we'll see what the next step is. There's various pockets and grants, like I mentioned, that need to be explored, and I'll be putting some crowdsourcing up on Indiegogo and Kickstarter, but both of those need an Amazon payments account, so I need ideally to head over and see a couple of companies. I need to go and see, you know, Cradle Point and Blip and Wistia, and go see Patty in Chelsea, so that I can, you know, head into all of these places and basically tell my stateside friends what I'm up to and what's been happening over the last 6 months, because although they see my updates on Facebook and Twitter and the occasional one on my blog needs a complete redo because it's just too clunky and chaotic and all over the place. And now is the time to pull it all together and show what I've done in the last 4 or 5 years and pull it together in some sort of blueprint format. I've also got plans that over the next year next year would be writing a book towards... No thanks, mate. No thanks. So half of the thing is that over the course of next year, I will be training, well, the course of the end of this year and next year, training probably about four or five people from different genres. Two of them are Harriet and Evie, who are fashion bloggers, who I think within a year or two could be really, really awesome social media fashion bloggers, and sort of teaching them about the distribution and sort of video and the technology that you need and all of that stuff. Is useful towards writing the book, because you actually start to see other people outside of technology embracing making their own content. I've got about 30 minutes until I get back to Burton, pick Ella up, and then quick turnaround, jump on a train and come back.